today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many of you know you will be challenged today? You may not see it coming. It's easier to see down the street than around the corner. It's easier to see what you're going through, but most difficult to see what you will go through. Whatever you are challenged with this very moment, focus on that. Don't take your eyes off of it. This challenge is the most important one you are facing because it's the one you can clearly see. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, David was challenged from the inside out. He was challenged by his own desire. His challenge came during the spring of the year when kings went to battle. Instead of going to battle, David sent Joab, his commander, with his mercenary soldiers and the army of Israel to continue the battle against Ammon, which began earlier the previous year. Staying home was not David's normal practice. Challenges in life can and will happen when you're out of position. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2, it states, "Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from there he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold." Some of the challenges we face in life will come through the eye gate. When what we see appeals to us, we must determine if it's good for us. The decisions you make as a result of the challenges in life must be filtered through your mind. If your mind is in the right place, you'll make the right decision. If you are otherwise minded, you will make the wrong decision. David was challenged with following his desire to have what he saw. What do you do when your eyes take a snapshot of what you desire and you know it's not good for you? It could be a new car you can't really afford. Do you buy it anyway? It could be a home that's not in your budget. Do you accept the loan anyway? It could be an attractive offer at work and you know it's not right. Do you get involved? Your challenges today will come as a result of the appetites you've awakened and fed prior to your relationship with Christ. Today you will be challenged with the decision of feeding or starving them to death. Make the right decision. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you as you confront what you will be challenged with today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.